Norbert and Maya Chapek's story is moving in and of itself. And many years when we celebrate this flower ceremony, we stay in that feeling of how moving it is. It is so poignant to me to be celebrating this flower ceremony while the wars in the world continue to rage. Think about this man who was a victim of the Nazi genocide of World War II. And I feel so inspired by his faith and his actions, and at the same time, so weighted down by the heaviness of the legacy of that war and of the wars across today's world. I wonder what humanity has learned from our history. Whether or not you use the term genocide for the killing happening in Gaza, regardless of who you believe is right and who you believe is wrong and what you believe is justified in that war and in Ukraine and across the globe, I don't have it in me to start this lovely ceremony without first offering us a container for the range of things we are feeling from the world. Norbert Chapek was certainly not in a place of being removed from the things happening in his world. This ceremony was born out of a desire to create beauty from diversity in community. And I've heard, though I haven't been able to confirm, that Dr. Chapek introduced it to fellow prisoners using weeds and grasses that they could find in the prison yard. This speaks to me of the power of beauty in the midst of suffering that I cannot imagine. And it requires for me that we hold both the beauty and the suffering together. I brought red flowers today that you see in the center of our table to bring to mind the poppies that have been used to show support for people who have fought for their country around Memorial Day in the US and Armistice Day in Europe. I couldn't find poppies. I learned this week, at least not red poppies I was allowed to cut. There's plenty of them out there. I learned this week that red poppies are also native to Palestine. They bloom in great fields in the spring, and they're used in a lot of imagery for solidarity and resistance and heritage, just as we are used to seeing. I invite you to look at these red flowers in the midst of this beauty you have all wrought and created, and join with me in a time of centering prayer or meditation. O Holy Spirit of life and love that arises within and between us, we have known many blessings already this day for which we give thanks and praise. For this amazing green and blue ball we live on, spinning ever onward, day after day, season after season, year after year. And for the gift of this current year and season and day, a beautiful spring day full of moisture and color and lush growth. For the lands around us and the food and the water and the shelter and the joy that they offer. And for the human and other beings who work to care for those lands and those who depend on them. For this community of beloved people, the care offered within and beyond, and the richness of its beauty symbolized by this colorful bouquet. And for the sacred gifts of each of our bodies, whatever abilities and measures of health they hold today. And for this tender moment, full of hope and fear and joy and rage and everything else that we heard hold. If you have a word or a phrase to add to these blessings, feel free to speak them into this space aloud now. What are you grateful for?
Jennifer, my dear, basically. Right. Dogs.
Cats. Family. Friends.
Tennis players.
Friends. Into this space of awe and gratitude, we breathe our desires. Peace. Beside us, between us, around us, peace. Enough. Food, water, shelter, care for all. Enough. Agency over our bodies, our life paths, our health. Agency. Safety. Physical, emotional, spiritual. All people, all ages, all genders, all sexualities, all identities, all backgrounds, all people, in all places, all beings, safety. Liberation, collective, loving, freeing, joyful, liberation. If you have a word or a phrase to add to these desires, please feel free to speak them aloud now. Thank you, dear ones. May it be so. And may we be so. And so we begin our flower communion. Here's how it will work. In a moment, you will come to the table and take a flower. You have already created the beautiful bouquet, a different flower than the one you've brought, as a reminder of the beauty and difference and the spiritual sharing of ourselves in communion together. You can take a flower even if you didn't bring one. There is enough. And if you'd like a flower brought to you, please raise your hand. I will bring you one. We ask that you approach the table quietly, reverently, with a sense of how important it is for each of us to address our world and one another with gentleness and peace. As you take your flower, noting its particular shape and beauty, I invite you into awareness that it is a gift that someone else in this room has brought to you, a blessing. When you bring your flower home, I invite you to put it in a vase in plain view. Pause when you happen to look at it during the coming week and reflect on this beloved community to which you bring your joys and your sorrows, your gifts and your needs, and from which you receive the gift of shared love and joy and strength.